Parshas Yisroi.
Shlomi, please run upstairs and get the baby.
Nah, I'm late for Nincha.
Please run upstairs and get the baby for me.
I'm really late for Mincha. Okay, I'll go. Here, Ma, here's the baby.
Now, one more thing. All right, so go.
Ta, I'm ready to go.
Maybe you think you're ready to go. I don't like the way you just spoke to your mother.
What did I say wrong, Ta? I mean, I did what she told me to do.
Yes, but when it comes to the mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em, it's not so much if you do it, it's how you do it. You know, the Gemara tells us there were two people. One person gave his father to eat the best of foods.
He must be a tzan.
Another person made his father work in a mill and grind with big heavy stones.
He must be a Russian.
Just the opposite, the other way around.
What?
That's right.
How could that be?
Well, the one who gave his father the best of foods also mocked his father and laughed at him.
You old man, you have to eat my food.
His father felt terrible. So for that food, I think it was Gehenna for him, for that mitzvah.
What about the one who made his father work in a mill?
Well, he found out that his father was drafted for the king. And he would have to work very, very hard, and he was even concerned that his father may not even be able to survive the work the king would give him. So he told his father,
why don't you take over my job in the mill and I'll go do the heavy and dangerous work?
So you see, when it comes to Kibbud Av V'Em, it's not so much what, it's how. Now, you brought the baby, but you gave your mother a hard time.
I'll apologize. But really, it was because I was late for Mincha.
Come. On the way to Mincha, let me share a story with you. Did you ever hear of the great tzaddik, the Choza of Lublin?
The great seer? Yeah, Ta, you told me a lot of stories about it.
Well, often, he would give a shiur to a very select few of Talmidim. You had to be really special to get into that shiur. And Anshi was allowed into the shiur the first time.
I'm so excited!
Yes, yes. You were zeichet to be in the shiur. The Rebbe's coming! Okay. Let us begin now. Amar Abaya, Abaya says...
What's happening?
Sometimes the Rebbe, in the middle of the shiur, he has a kasha, and he has to work it out. It looks like he's like sleeping or closing his eyes.
Wow. How long does it take?
It could take sometimes a half hour or an hour.
You think I could run home and eat supper?
If you'll be back before a half hour, you could.
Okay. Hi, Ma. I'm sorry that I have to rush, but I want to make it back to the shiur.
Sure, no problem. Here's your supper.
Thank you, Mother. Okay. If I run now, I'll make it back to the shiur.
Anshi?
Yes, Mama?
Could you do me a favor?
Yes, Mama?
There's a bundle of straw up in the attic. Can you please bring it down?
Ma, I'm sorry. I really have to be back to the shiur before the Rebbe wakes up.
What?
I mean, well, I have to rush.
Okay, if you don't have time, that's all right.
We run to the shiur. Wait a second, what did I just do? Kibbud Av V'Em is a deraisa. And me being in the shiur, well, let me turn around. Mama, it's okay, I'll get the straw.
But aren't you late?
No, it's okay, Mama, I can do it. Okay, here's the straw. Okay, Mama, I brought it down.
Okay.
Let me be off now.
Anshi!
Yes, Mama?
I just realized the garbage is in the backyard. Can you please bring it out to the front?
Sure, Mama, sure. This is my mitzvah to bring the garbage now. That's what I have to do. Wow, it's in this garbage. Stones.
Okay, Anshi, did you bring the garbage? We took down the stone fence.
Oh, yes, I thought it was.
Bye, Anshi.
Bye, Mama.
Oh, Anshi!
Yes, Mama?
I just remembered the heavy garbage they take out on Wednesdays, not Tuesdays. Can you please bring it back to the backyard?
Yes, Mama, sure. Okay. Bye, Mama.
Oh, Anshi!
Yes, Mama?
I just remembered. Tomorrow there's going to be a change in the schedule. They are picking up the garbage on Tuesday. Could you please bring it back to the front?
Yes, Mama. Okay. You're like,
Archie!
Yes, Mama!
Oh, heavy garbage is every second week.
I'll bring it back to the backyard.
No, but I want to prepare the backyard for the children to play with. Can you please bring it up to the third floor, to the attic?
Hey, yes, Mama. Anything else, Mama?
No, that's okay. Okay.
Oh, boy. Well, I for sure missed the shear. But what should I do? That was my mitzvah, and I had to do it with a smile. Did I miss the shear?
Shh, no, you didn't.
I didn't? Okay.
Just come inside.
All right.
Look, the Rebbe's getting up.
Oi! Oi, what happened?
The Rebbe's standing up. Everyone is standing up. Stand up too, Anshi.
Okay, why are we all standing up?
Anshi, do you know who just walked in with you?
With me? Hope I didn't bring part of the garbage with me.
Anshi. Ah! The great sage Abaya from the Gemara walked in now.
He did?
I just understand. I had a kasha what Abaya said. I have just been enlightened. The great sage Abaya walked in with you.
He did? With me?
Anshi, you must have just had a big test, a big nisayon about the mitzvah of kibbutz av ve'em, didn't you?
Well, sort of.
And you still did the mitzvah with a smile?
Yes.
Well, you should know that Abaya was raised... Well, he never got to meet his parents. And he was always jealous. This is the one thing you're allowed to be jealous of someone else's mitzvahs. He was always jealous of someone who was able to perform the mitzvah of kibbutz av ve'em. Abaye is Rashi Teves Asher Becha Yeruchim Yasa. And I have a Messiah, I have a tradition for my Rebbeim, that whenever someone has a great test in the mitzvah of kibbutz av ve'em and he passes, the great sage Abaye comes along with him and joins him a little bit to give him chizuk. I felt the presence of Abaya when you just walked in.
I thought I was bringing the garbage, and really I brought the great sage Abaya.
Well, that's what happens when you perform a mitzvah with Mesiras Nefesh. Who knows who you can bring? Now, Shlomi, let me ask you. What are you going to say to Mother next time when you're in a rush for a mincha and she says, please get the baby?
What I'm going to say? I'll say, sure, Mommy. I mean, I wouldn't want to send away Abaya.